You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, check, check, one, two.
Yeah.
What up?
Welcome
what
to up? The Ruckus Podcast Show, everybody. How we living out there? Friday night, the return of the Ruckus Podcast Show. It's been 3 weeks since we've done this. Looking forward to it. I'm the DRP. Why don't you guys announce yourself, motherfuckers?
Yeah, I'm Rick Dog, a.k.a. the Mark McGrath of rap.
So you just want to fly?
Every morning there's a...
Yo, listen, don't diss my boy.
No. Oh, no.
Why would I call myself him of the rap game? If I didn't
yo, what up, y'all? It's Prolific here. They live.
What up? It's your boy, Jason Logic, Force 5 in the building.
King Relic.
Wrong one.
Where's
the beat-off booth?
Danny, there you are.
What's up? Right here. Oh, you know what it is.
We got just that camera right there.
Right. Oh, just what?
Oh, I got your ear, bud.
There you go. Oh, there it is. Oh, there you guys. Now I got both of you.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good.
That's sure just cam.
Good job.
It's mediocre at best.
Well, welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show. Like I said, it's been 3 weeks since we've been live. We got a lot of people tuning in already. Thank you guys very much. Rick Dog's in charge of the comments. So, Rick, make sure them comments fucking come up. I'd like to see some comments. If you guys want a question,
say what's up
to anybody.
Comments are off.
Oh,
like I said, we do this every Friday night. We try to. The last couple of weeks, we were all on tour doing different shit. Danny was in New York.
I want to say Eddie Leeway, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
You were in New York for actually his...
It was
supposed to be his benefit show, and then everything kind of...
Listen, when I die, you guys better party hard.
I will definitely be like...
I've already started.
I'm taking all your clothes.
I want you guys to do coke off my coffin and shit like that.
You know what?
Listen, no problem. Listen, also, you guys, at the house, we'll be having a mini museum with a very humble fee.
I got dibs on your TV, though.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, 75 inches.
We do this live so you guys can comment and do questions with us. Our special guest tonight is Randall LaFleur, but we also do a replay audio-only version. If you guys are at work, you guys can check this out. Hold on.
Where's your white claw?
My white claw's right here. Yeah. We do this. You can check us out on Spotify.
Where
else? Right here. iHeartRadio. And
get it, Rick.
Spreaker.
Yeah.
Tweaker.
Tweaker.
It's through Diablo's Den podcast.
Yeah, but who's Diablo?
Well, Jay Reason is the man.
I'm just saying, who's the talent?
Tim Bohr. Who's out there with media?
Who's the sex appeal here?
It's Danny Diablo's.
It's all because of me. That's all I'm saying. That's all I want to hear. And I'll be happy. I know. I'll say nothing.
I had three strikes before that, before
but
I was
shout
out.
Shout to Tim Bohr.
Yeah.
He owns the shit. He's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay Reason.
I love you.
What up, Jay?
Jay Reason in the house. So, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, it's been a couple weeks. We got Rando coming in soon.
Rando
LaFleur of Piss Mob, which, by the way, you just released a CD with them not too long ago. You can go to Danny
CD's
Diablo Merch.
Nuts.
DannyDiabloMerch.com. You can check
Bust
that
out. Let's see
Let's They're see out, this. Guys.
We all knew that one was coming.
I knew that one was coming.
No, yeah. No, listen, yes.
Set him up for the layup.
Yeah, and we redid it, right, for E-Train Records.
Yes, we redid it, so it's back on Spotify
and
now.
We're dropping a video soon, too. Two new videos.
Two of them.
Yep.
I thought you said one's only ready.
No, one's only ready, but we're going to drop two.
How are we going to do the second one?
Because that one's almost finished.
I don't believe it.
Look at that little ponytail in your hair coming out of your fucking back.
Fucking negative Nancy.
Yo.
Serbian hillbilly.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the first Serbian redneck ever.
Yeah, believe me, I know a lot of Serbian rednecks.
By the way, I know Danny's from New York. I'm from Milwaukee. The rest of us are from Milwaukee, so we like to talk shit all the time. But I do want to say,
the Knicks,
congratulations to the New York Knicks. They're going to the second round. They should have been playing the fucking Bucks.
Sports.
Yeah, look at this. Jalen Brunson and my guy, Dante DiVincenzo, crushed it. 41 points for fucking, DiVincenzo, look at 23.7 rebounds, 4 assists. Look at Brunson, 41 and 12. Yeah. That shit's amazing. Yo, I like the Knicks. I like the Knicks, but did you know that Jalen, he's one of three guys ever to do 40 points in a row in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Jordan's the other one. Jalen Brunson just did it.
I'll give him a hand job or something? Too.
You would after blow Robinson, him, yes. Wouldn't you? But here's the fucking Donnie, Bucks. Donnie. Look at the Bucks score right
Donnie,
here.
Calm down, Donnie.
I'm pissed. No. The Bucks should have fucking won. Why wasn't Giannis in at all?
Giannis is overrated.
He's hurt. He was worried about. Nah.
Fuck him.
You know what? Who was that? The Nick that fucking played when his leg was fucking broke.
All right. Get that shit off the screen.
Indiana Pacers crushed Milwaukee Bucks. Look at this.
Get off the screen.
At any rate. Congrats to the Knicks. I'm sad for the Bucks.
Knicks,
I'm going to trade for the
Knicks,
Bucks.
Baby.
And go New York Knicks. I want to see him win the next round against the Pacers.
Let's go. Jay. Jay.
Yeah. Good job, sports guys.
No, I want to hear
you remember, it. Do you remember the basketball game we played? Do you remember?
Of course we don't.
Oh, when I dunked on all y'all?
How me and Jay ran y'all to it?
Oh, I had a pair of U's on.
When Raleigh fucking stage dived on the concrete.
And when he did it, what did I do? I turned around. I was like, oh, shit, son.
I was trying not to laugh.
And what did I do?
You made me laugh, asshole.
I was in bad shape.
You were really bad shape. You went through his
pockets. If my dick didn't break down my fall, I would have been really hurt.
That middle schooler had to take his place.
Good thing I had a big old dick on the court.
So your dick cushioned the fall?
Yeah.
Listen.
I fell right on top of it.
Yo, the way he fell.
We got some ladies in the house over there. Look at that.
Take it off.
Hey, start kissing.
Dump him out. Dump him out, Cam.
Dude, when he fell, I was trying not to laugh.
He bounced.
I laughed.
You turned and looked at me, and I laughed.
No, I laughed. He
bounced and skid.
Because that dick did nothing for
my
me
whole
all.
Stomach was
I
ripped.
Wish,
my hands were ripped.
I
all
wish we had video footage of you guys playing basketball. I would like love to show that right now.
You ever see a walrus fall off the thing?
A what? A walrus fall? Yeah.
The rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Look like a
rock skipping through the abs. Fucking.
I pictured the movie Along Came Molly.
I know. I was like the rocking chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was wearing those fucking Ewings that you gave him, too.
Oh, that's,
Ewings, that's why.
Hey, you guys, Ewings were not meant to actually play basketball.
No shit.
That's the point.
They're not basketball shoes.
I know.
I got the first pair of Ewings ever, and I tried jumping around on the court. I was like, you break your fucking ankle.
They're
like 40 pounds each.
The shoes tripped me up.
40 pounds a piece.
A basketball player puts out shoes you can't even play ball with.
Yeah. We got Randall LaFleur coming up. We're gonna talk more, but we gotta talk to Randall from Piss Mob. We just showed his video. Let's bring him into the stage right now. Bring him to the stage.
Randall.
Our boy Randall LaFleur. What's going on,
bro? What
are you sipping on? What do you got there?
What are you drinking?
IPAs.
IPAs.
Oh, I thought that was soy sauce, my dude.
Get drunk on that soy.
Yeah.
Well, how's it going, brother?
I'm chilling, man. How you guys doing?
Great.
Even better seeing that you're drinking with us now.
Oh, man.
Danny, are you going to this lady's wedding?
I'm an alcoholic, man. Sorry.
If I'm around, yeah. There you go.
How's it out there in Jersey?
Shit, the weather's getting better, so it's lit over here.
Hell yeah. So tell me, last week, didn't you do a bunch of shows with Danny?
Did a 420 party.
Yeah, how was the 420
party? We killed it.
I seen some shirt or some of the Instagram stuff, but
we killed it.
How nutty was it?
Bro, we were so high, bro. Fucking gutter Christ. Jason the Sin God had a fucking
we saw that.
Gutter Christ.
Yeah.
Yo, gutter Christ. Scam Gus was so fucked up, I had to tell him to get off the stage.
No.
Yeah. On his birthday, remember?
That's not the Scam Gus I know.
Bro, I was on stage and fucking Scam Gus was just sitting comatose in a fucking chair. But,
he didn't even know where he was.
Wait, what time did he start drinking that day? That's what I need to know.
Man.
Everyone was smoking weed. The cokeheads were so mad. Because
why?
Because no one was doing coke. Weed.
Wait, why would the cokeheads be mad? Why were cokeheads mad? They're usually really chill.
What day is the cocaine celebration day?
I strung it off.
Hey, every time Danny plays.
Even if Scam Dust looks like he's passed out, he's still scheming on something.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold on. Randall, you tell us your side of things. We're talking too much. Randall, you tell me what was happening last week.
Yeah, we had the 420 party. That was lit. And then the next day, there was a show in Newark. But
oh, my God. Tell him how whack this shit was.
Let him talk.
Bro, tell him how whack that was.
Yeah, that was whack. We all showed up to fucking Newark and I don't know, but by the end of the night, we didn't even get to fucking play. Well, we were just sitting.
Lost Professor went on before me. He was like, he knew what's up. Shout out to Lost Professor from Main Source, my brother. He was like, he's like, I'm doing this. I was like, whatever. But he's Lost Professor. You know, he's the legend. So yeah. He DJ. He didn't play. He DJ'd. And he's like, I'm outside. Guys, money bounce. I got paid already. I give a fuck.
Yeah, but you want to play. I'm sure you want to play. Because, right, Slippers was with you. Slippers came, it was Piss Mob, Slippers.
Scammed us.
Scamming you, right?
Yeah, and Tim.
My boy Tim.
Tim.
But he knows what's up. He knows what's up. He's like, I'm going on so I can get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those shows.
Yeah.
Don's been there before. Super drunk, like, can we go up now and get sober?
We're headlining. No. We're going on at 8:30.
El DeSensei, who's famous.
Yeah.
He didn't get to play.
Oh, no?
Another guy about cracks went to play. Sun Low from the Low Lives. Shout out to all the Low Lives. Sun Low, AYAC. All those guys, all those dudes were dope. They're very hospitable. And these people I know for years. So they're all graffiti. We all know each other from the streets.
Yeah.
So it's. I had fun talking to these guys, and we had a few drinks, and I sold fucking like $300 worth of merchandise.
That's awesome.
So I'm happy.
Why was it whack?
Hold on. We got our guest on, guys. Randall, tell me how you got to meet Danny. How did that become to be?
Back page.
Shout out to my boy Drago.
Drago. All right.
Drago, I must break you.
Polak. So tell me what it was like meeting Danny for the first time. Like, so
shout out to Drago
first, right?
Your experience too.
What's up?
You knew Drago before you knew Danny. You knew Drago before you knew Danny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you meet? Like, how did it come to be that you guys started working together?
I gotta give props to Concrete Dream too. That they brought me around this circle and shit. So
shout out to Jeremiah
Mayhem.
But To be honest, he brought me around the circle, and but I think Drago really put the bug in Danny's ear about my shit.
He did.
But the one day we took a ride to Brooklyn. I think Danny was playing at the Monarch, and I ended up going.
It was Ouija Mac and Kentucky Chuck.
Yeah.
It was a big fucking thing.
It was a big fucking day. That was the first day, and I closed mouths don't get fed. So I was like, yo, check out my fucking music.
I know how that goes.
Smart man. Yeah. I think we were doing acid. We did acid that day.
Oh Jesus Christ! But
allegedly.
You know?
Did you tape an 8-ball to your demo and hand it to Danny?
Yeah. Danny's like,
you know what? These guys got potential.
Hey.
He just broke it down on the top of the CD. Check
it out. Can I tell you something about how fucked up this is crazy? So a couple, like almost like a year ago, I flew back. I flew back into Jersey and I had to go. And he picked me up, right?
Yeah.
But I took these edibles that Gunner gave me that were fucking.
Yeah, how many did you take though?
I took the whole.
You
thing.
Always take the whole thing. You're supposed.
Oh wait, Danny made a home. Bad decision.
Listen, I would tell you this has never happened in my life. I got so violently fucking sick that I tried to get up and I said everything was woo, sweaty. No, the lady next to me must have thought I was a junkie. I was like this.
She wasn't wrong.
Listen. Listen, I like cocaine, I like strippers. That's all, nothing wrong with that.
You like everything that's handed.
But I'm just saying. But I edibles are horrible. Like I almost died
because you had too many.
Yeah.
Listen, it has nothing to do with. It has nothing to do with
how many edibles. Well,
He picked me up.
Yeah.
And I got in the car. And I was throwing up everywhere.
Imagine
Like, I'm the head of the record company, and he's attacking
me. Wait, wait.
Yeah, picking me up by himself.
He wasn't even speaking fucking English, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh, I know that language by now.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. I don't even know how I got him, bro. I don't know how we coordinated to pick him up. It was bad, bro.
Yo, it was bad. That's the day I met Octavia.
Oh, God. Shout out to Octavia.
Fucking bitch.
She cleaned our whole house. I don't care.
So, sorry, Randall, besides that, let's talk about the Pisma versus Danny Diablo record that just dropped a little while ago.
Fire.
You guys you guys recorded a lot of that with Stress the White Boy, correct? Or you did it at your studio?
At his studio. No, he engineer. He does beats. Engineer.
Randall, you engineered that, right?
And Mike.
So yeah, Randall, tell me about it.
Me and Mike, we did a lot of the tracking at our studio, and then Diggy.
What's it? Piss Studios.
Yeah, Piss Studios, baby. Neon Piss Studios.
Neon Piss Studios.
So yeah, but fucking Yeah, Diggy and Stress mix and mastered it, but we did a lot of
the right.
Diggy had a lot to do with it, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to Diggy.
Shout out to Diggy. I love Diggy. Yes. Talking about White Trash Irish.
It's a great album, man. You guys fucking killed that shit. How long did it take for the process of making that whole record?
Oh, bro, probably like over a year. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that, for real. For real.
Oh, that's good. Yo, prolific. Thank you.
It's a sick album, man.
Shut up, fanboy.
It is a very good record. By the way, people, you can order it at the bottom of the screen, DannyDiabloMerch.com. Also, I want to talk to you. Is it Neon Funeral? That's your band, too, that you got, right?
It's a goth band. Yeah.
So you go from trap and metal to goth. Explain how that goes.
Yeah, I just like all types of music, and I still keep my hardcore influences in there. Like I scream over that shit. You know what I mean? Like, but I always loved like The Cure and shit. And
yes, love The Cure. Like
that. Yeah, hell yeah, Joy Division. I love shit like that. So I don't know, but back then I was just listening to a lot of that shit and a lot of freestyle music, like fucking TKA.
Hell yeah, you tell me.
Yeah,
Stevie B.
Yeah, Stevie B. I love that shit. I grew up on it. But just listening to it, I was like, this shit would be fire if it had some fucking screaming on it. Okay, because there was no music out like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon, how long you been doing music, bro? Like when you first started getting into it, like really tracking everything and whatnot.
I started when I was 19, playing bass in a hardcore band and screaming.
Yeah, bass mafia. Yeah.
That's dope.
I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I was just playing.
Right.
Open
none
notes,
of us do when we
breakdowns. I just love that.
Zach
shit,
goes but,
yeah, but that's the funny story I wanted to tell. Fucking my first band, it was called the Vitamin Dance Party. I was fucking 19 in that shit.
The Vitamin Dance Party.
I do that now. I'm 41.
Tell us about it.
That was my first band. It was just like post hardcore. But I back then I was a fucking nut. I was getting trashed, and I literally didn't know how to play the bass. I fucking told these guys. I don't know.
I was gonna say I've been with you a couple times at shows. I've seen you trash a few times.
Oh yeah, man. I do it because I get fucking
but you hold it together. B&B Bowl, y'all held it together till the
Yo,
very end.
I'll tell you what, Miami, Miami,
oh, Miami, yeah, you
guys Miami, you guys are cross-eyed. You guys had that man. Forrest Whitaker eye, the whole squad.
Yeah, bro, that 1,000 miles there, baby, 1,000 miles there. But we're going on at fucking 3:34 a.m. in Miami. How do you think we're gonna be fucking?
Yo, but how much fun was that, Miami? That was my first time, and I had a blast.
Listen, I rolled into Miami with the DRP. His face when he saw, like, there's a girl at the gas station pumping.
Yeah.
With a dress on.
I was like, what the fuck?
Like, no, it's
just a normal. It's a normal.
That's Miami. A four.
Yeah, that's a Miami four.
I'm like, that's all day. So
Donnie liked it so much, he bought me a $40 drink at a place we couldn't ever. We just walked in off the beach.
It was so expensive.
He was like, two drinks, and she was like, $86.
$86
and I was like, shit.
But that's yo, listen.
But I'll tell you what, Miami is, and the coffee.
Yo, Randall,
I can only imagine what the Coke is like there.
Amazing.
Randall, tell your story. You're gonna tell though.
Tell the story about you, Jeremiah. Give me a Jeremiah story.
Yeah, this is the one. But real quick, shout out to Shenouda, Randall, legend, yo. Shout out fucking from the dungeon to saying Randall's the king of Jersey City. I see you, your comments. That means a lot. Dungeon. That's fucking fire. You guys give me life. Real shit. But
put it back up. There you go.
Yeah, so fucking then I would get trashed. I was 19 years old. I didn't know how to fucking play the bass. I told them, and they're like, all right, you can still get in the fucking band. And yeah, I would just fucking go nuts. But eventually, long story short, that they ended up kicking me out of the band, and fucking Jeremiah replaced me as the bass.
Oh! Wait, playing bass too? Jeremiah played bass?
Yeah, but that's when I first started knowing him. So starting off, like I hated him for years because he was my replacement.
You didn't get replaced by him.
Yeah.
That's a true story, bro. Hate him right off the
bat. So Jeremiah, rebuttal. We'll have to get.
We have him waiting.
So what happened? Right, so tell me what happened.
I didn't hold the grudges or anything. I started seeing him around the studios and shit. We smoked once together and we got over it. You know what I mean? But I did hate him for some years.
Why'd they kick you out the band? Is it because you couldn't play bass?
Yeah, I fucking suck, dude.
So they're like, well, you really can't play bass. Get the fuck out of here.
I told them that, but they insisted.
When did you start teaming up with Chris Grau?
Oh, Chris Grau? This is when I was like, I think 20 years old. Like, so yeah.
You guys look like bad kids.
Oh yeah, we were fucking nuts. But we started off just like covering hardcore songs like Suicide Silence and Emir and shit. And we started tracking rap and shit back then. Yeah, we've been doing Piss Mob since like probably 2012, 2013. Like seriously.
Oh no, shit! I didn't know it was that long. I had no idea it was that long.
Shit, fuck, man. Yeah, y'all been running with it for a minute.
And now we've been playing Miami together. We go all over Vegas,
Vegas, yeah,
all over.
Hell yeah.
We eventually got to get you to Milwaukee for something too, man.
We're getting out of Milwaukee for doing the Diablo Fest out here.
When the Bucks win the championship next year and the Knicks lose to us, yeah. I had to give a shout out to the Knicks earlier.
They're white trash. They would love. They're like Puerto Rican Cuban trash.
Who?
Piss Mob.
Oh, Piss Mob. I know Piss Mob.
They will love
Jersey. Jersey is very Milwaukee-esque. Yeah, Jersey and Milwaukee people.
White trash is crazy.
Yeah,
Jersey white trash and Milwaukee white trash. Yeah, crazy. Whoa. But Jersey white trash is a little more evil.
Yeah, Jersey's got a little more of that gangster to him.
A little more like.
Yeah.
Bro, you and Rick Dawg can hang out. You guys wear your Dale Earnhardt jerseys and shit together. Yeah.
Watch some wrestling.
Drink some Paps.
Yeah. Hey, he loves it.
Oh, he's got it. Hold on. Get to this one.
Here's Rick Dawg's.
Hold on.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's go. Get the Intimidator, baby.
You're all fucking white trash.
You're going to do a song together.
Raise hell, praise Dale, brother.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, dude.
So Randall, Danny was just telling me that you guys got a new Piss Mob video done. Is that true, or is he lying to me?
Two of them, right? Diggy still hasn't done the shit, right?
We still have to get the one with Diggy, but that all we need is Diggy's part, and that one's like 95% done. But we got the one with Scam Dust. Yeah, the one with Scam Dust, we finished. That one.
That's Posse on Broad Day, right?
Posse on Broad Day is the one with Diggy.
Oh, okay. All right.
The Scam Dust video, we just finished. We killed it.
All right.
Yeah, we did that at the 420 party. We finished it.
No, how crazy was Scam Dust? He was running around.
Was Scam supposed to do the song? He's just up there nodding.
He was, forget about him. He's
bro.
bro, when we were in Arizona, Scam was like, I got a solo set I gotta do. And then,
yeah, he forgot he had a solo set.
You remember that?
In Arizona, the last
same
show
one
we
did in Vegas and LA. Yeah, you have a
and then he
set.
Stayed there.
Yeah, he
stayed.
Yeah, and he's like,
you don't
I'm
remember?
Not, I'm not going home.
Yeah. Also, I'm not going home.
Yeah. No. All right.
Oh, someone said Randall Legend. If you know, you know. We got Randall LaFleur of Piss Mob on right now. If you guys got comments or questions, please give us to us right now. We'll talk about it live on
Randall,
air.
I lived in Jersey City, and they used to come to the house.
Yeah.
And we used to get all fucked up
shooting guns and shit.
No, that was with stress. That was out with stress shooting the guns.
Oh yeah, we
oh yeah. Stress's house. That was
tell us.
Big Lito, where you were dressed up like a Russian.
Which video was it? That was Jesus Was a Jew, right?
No.
That's Drago.
No, it wasn't. When you were shooting the guns?
That was Jesus Was a Jew.
Well, dressed like spies like us?
Yeah.
That was Drago. You got the red fucking, the red fucking.
How much is a $5,000 jacket?
Yo, that shit was fresh, bro.
Where'd you steal it from?
Yo, but we had Big Lito. We had Big Lito with these niggas. It's just his house. Remember that? How crazy it was?
Big Lito is a fucking legend, dude.
Yo, Lito's.
You know, I'm supposed to have Lito play a couple shows that I was on. He never played one of them.
I bet he did. But he showed up and posted outside.
He showed up.
He was in the parking lot hustling.
He was.
Sipping his pocket bottle.
Three times. I think I was in Brooklyn supposed to play shows with Lito. He showed up.
He was there.
He was there. He never played, though.
He showed up to sell cocaine.
Allegedly.
B&B bowl, too. He's like, he rolls Red. Up, sips a few. He's like,
if I was a cop and I walked into ball hangout and I see Lito, I'll take my knife, stick it in his head.
No questions asked.
Dominican scumbag.
I have a fucking, I have a Big Lito bar in one song. I say, I won't stop till I got chains like Big Lito. Got these hoes sucking on me. Like
he's got a ton of chains,
just
man.
That guy is, bro.
Yeah, he's blinged out like a motherfucker.
Like 2001 style, bro.
Listen, shout out to Big Lito. Amazing lyricist. Amazing person. I love him and a great brother.
He's also on the Piss Mob versus Dan Diablo record.
He kills that fucking song. Him and Blissful Juice.
Yep, Blissful Juice.
Yeah.
He always kills it.
Just don't start talking conspiracy theories.
First time I ever met Lito. Yeah. When we went to New York, we did the Scarhead video for Defiance.
Yeah.
Lito pulls me out. He's like, come out here, man. I'm like, all right. I'll see. He goes, look up. Okay. He's like, you see them satellites? They're watching us, man. I'm like, all right, Lito,
There on the corner, right?
Yeah,
right
there on the corner.
I remember that.
They're watching, man. No, Lito's good shit though.
Rando, what's coming up next for you? Not just piss my what?
No, I was about to go grab what's coming up here. But fuck it. I can wait.
Do it. Here, go to Danny Cam.
Go get you a drink.
Hold on. All right, I'll tell you what. Let me see.
Go grab a beer.
Go grab a beer. We're gonna do an intermission.
I'll look at it real quick.
All right.
Let's go out to the live.
So yeah, we got Rando on. You guys want to comment? Come in and say what's up.
Shout out to Joe Fano.
I'm gonna do a quick video real quick. Yeah, Relic, you're doing some toy shit right now. I wanna show people this. This is
zanier than hell.
Toys. Over here at Relic Creations, we got toys. Kids love toys, dog love toys, adults love toys, cats love toys, everybody loves toys. So right now we got the bigger McCracken's Rolls bowling ball. You wouldn't want to get Munson out here without getting one. We only made 20. There's only 10 of them left. So hit the DMs and get one now. We also got Ozzy's decapitated bat. Oh my God, that's amazing. There's only 15 of them left, so you need to get at it. You need to get them, because we're going to light the mold on fire and destroy it with a sledgehammer. Anyway, listen, go hit my DMs. They're $20 a piece, $25 with shipping. Hit the DMs at King Relic Official on Instagram, or if you got me on Facebook, look me up, King Relic. I'm not too hard to find. Listen, I'm going to be in the attic making toys. You go hit them DMs. I take Venmo, Cash App, motherfucking PayPal, guns, hookers, everything. Relic Creations, get a toy today.
Yeah,
sponsored
son.
By Relic Creations. We're one of our sponsors.
Yeah,
show.
How much you know pay what? For that?
From yo, Rando's back in the
Rando.
House.
Rando,
yo, that
those
that
beers
fucking,
were nearby, I guess.
Yeah.
That fucking bowling ball is sick, bro. But I
do bigger and McCracken, don't fuck around.
Hell yeah, man.
Bro, I swear I'm going fucking pro in bowling, bro. I'm going pro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Yo, Randall,
I know. I seen your Instagram when you're bowling. I should have fucking queued that up
Randall,
for tonight.
What,
fuck.
What's your average, bro?
What's up?
What's your average?
132.
I'm starting a league next month, but I honestly my average is around 200 right now. Honestly,
get the fuck out!
Yeah, Rando, tell him, Rando.
I'm not playing with that shit, bro.
Are you ready or lefty?
Righty.
You ready?
That's a solid
What kind of ball do you? I used to bowl like a motherfucker.
I know you like balls.
what kind of ball do you use?
I got something called the Black Widow 3.0.
Oh, shit. So is it polyurethane? Wait, there's a couple different kinds of balls for different lanes, right?
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Did you guys know this though? Lanes have to use different balls for different lanes. That's why you see them practice before to see how much oil is on the lane use the different balls. I'm just saying, I was a really good fucking bowler back in the day, but
so I've seen you, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Bro, I was state champion in high school, bro. I quit from I just got
white trash.
Yo, I love it, dude.
The bigger and McCracken of the rap game.
You got to put that in a fucking song.
Yeah,
line.
Yeah, for real. Who do you think you are? I am.
I'm going to make you a chain with one of them rose balls on it.
Yeah.
I tell you, you bowled a 300 then before?
Come on. You know how hard that is to bowl
300? 279 was my highest. I got one spare.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's very difficult.
I can ask my
dude.
Dad,
when I was a kid in the 80s,
he's rolled a 300 four times. Your dad,
he's got a few rings.
Get the fuck out of here.
He stopped buying the rings because he didn't need them anymore.
My pop's in the league right now, and he kills it too, but he hasn't got a
300 is very difficult. Yeah. Yeah. That's like pitching a perfect game.
It is literally,
Dude. My dad in the 80s, my dad would make me watch bowling in the morning because it was on TV on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Now you could. Picture the fucking hair. Everybody looked like they played
with
barley.
Mustaches.
So we'd watch my dad's friend Jeff Kashishian play fucking bowling in tournaments on Saturday, and then all of a sudden, 2 hours later, he'd be at the house cracking beers in them little fucking bar league baseball shorts.
Hell yeah!
That's how I grew up. And he had mad 300 rings. He was just like, "What up?" Yeah, the same thing. He just stopped buying them. He's like,
"I'm gonna buy one from the pawn shop and say I got a 300. Just rock that ring."
Hell yeah!
That's
so,
awesome.
Brando, what's coming up next for you? In anything, music? What do you got going on?
I got a solo project, Menace to Sobriety 2, coming out.
Hold on. Let him talk about it.
Real quick.
What'd you say?
The name of our kickball team was Menace to Sobriety.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's fine.
Tell us about it. Yeah,
I just finished the video for it. I got my boy Vinny, Vincent the Owl, on the feature. Vincent the Owl is fucking amazing.
He's an alcoholic.
Me too, man. Honestly,
he's a Puerto Rican, Irish, and Puerto Rican. He just drinks.
No, he's not Puerto Rican. He's Italian.
Italian? And Irish also?
Damn, that's
the first time I've Italian and Irish.
Well, he's a drunk.
Tell us about the project.
Fucking that, the project's gonna be lit. Fucking it's pretty much like 85% done. I just need to do a little mixing, but I just shot a video the other day, and I finally got a fucking girl in one of my videos. I got a girl in a fucking thong and fishnets. I'm a real rapper now, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was gonna be funny, bro. That was gonna get some views, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, fuck yeah, man. Well, anything else you want to plug before we get you out of here? I want to one more time. Danny Diablo versus Piss Mob.
I love this. I was right here.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Let me show that real quick. Hold on. I gotta get to it. All right, right here. Danny Diablo versus Piss Mob. Look at that artwork. That looks sick.
Mick Lambro from New Zealand.
Talk about the rest. Who else is in the band?
Malaka.
I got my boy Mike on guitar, Mac, and Chris Grau. He's my partner in crime.
Go genius behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays the guitars for us and shit. But me and Grau
I like him. He's dope.
Smart.
Yeah, he's a smart ass mother. Yeah, he's super smart.
Yeah.
That whole record is dope. These kids, kids, you know, I didn't know these kids from home, but Randall and Chris and Mike, those three kids are hard workers. They go anywhere. If I say we're playing Turkey tomorrow. They'll fly right to Turkey.
Yeah.
These kids are.
With all the fixins.
They're hungry.
Yeah.
And they're good kids.
You're good dudes, man.
They're talented, too.
When I met you guys at Black and Blue Bowl, and then when we did Vegas, man, like, we always have a good time with you guys. You guys are great guys, too, man. So,
you guys are
killing it. So,
and you guys know how to party. That's
the best.
I can leave them alone. Usually, like, I can leave them alone with anyone, and they have good. They do their own thing.
Yeah.
But when you hit them up to say they got to do a show, what's your tone?
Nigga, we're doing a show tomorrow.
Get your fucking show. I'm not asking. I'm telling.
Listen, hang out with these dudes. It's all love. We all have a good
time. Yeah, I know.
We just make jokes all day. We party.
Yeah, good time.
Come out to Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to come to Milwaukee. I'd love to play out there, honestly, man.
We're doing Diablo Fest out here. We're getting these guys on.
Yeah, man, you'll love it. Our white trash or your guys' white trash.
Dude, we're going to drink like a motherfucker,
bring
brother.
Your drinking pants.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes.
You don't got to tell me twice, man. Fucking
Miranda,
No, I fuck with all you guys. I'm so fucking honored and privileged to work with legends, Danny Diablo. Like, you know what I mean?
There's one legend here. There's one legend.
But it's fucking awesome to be surrounded by fucking legends and all. I don't know. We were at Urban Plaza the other day, and I don't know. A lot of people were recognizing me and shit.
I saw you when I walked in. It was crazy walking through like 5,000 people with niggas and yelling, "Yo, Danny Diablo, piss me off."
Yep. Me and Pro Pro are super famous because of all the super, super duper famous guys are like, "What's it like living with Danny?" We're like, "What do you think?" Right, bro?
Or they hit us up. They're like, "Hey, man. Really happy you guys are taking care of him. How's he doing?" I'm like, "How do you think he's doing?" But you know, he's doing.
And then they hit the GoFundMe.
I'll tell you what, man.
Yo, Randall, this I love you, brother. You know,
it's all love, man.
Yeah,
straight up. Oh yeah, I love y'all too, yeah. But yeah, Menace to Sobriety 2 is on the way. I got Menace to Sobriety shirts on my Instagram. If anyone wants to cop them.
What's your Instagram? Let people know your Instagram handle.
It's at Randall LaFleur.
Randall LaFleur.
And he's got those sick ass goth letters for his name, too.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Hell yeah. You're right.
English and shit.
Yeah.
Picture of his leather couch.
Yeah, you're on the casting couch tonight, boy.
Yeah, for real, for real. But fucking
you got the job, sugar.
But yeah, but Piss Mob is coming out with a full rock album. Like it's about to be lit, just straight hardcore, just straight full band shit. So that's on the way. New Neon Funeral, we're coming out with a single soon.
Dope.
And Menace to Sobriety 2 is on the way too. So yeah, and watch out for new Danny Diablo and Piss Mob videos. They're coming soon.
Yeah. Right?
So you're not that busy.
Yeah. A lot of content on the way, man.
Brother. Hell yeah.
I'm starting a bowling league.
Shout out to Jersey City, Randall LaFleur, Piss Mob, Neon Funeral. Hey, thank you very much for being a part of the show. We really do appreciate it.
E-Train Records, baby.
Thank you so much for having me on, yo.
It's great to be a part of this family with all you guys. So,
Randall, y'all are always welcome here, man. So just know that too. So,
bro, I'm gonna pull up, bro. I'm pulling up. I'm telling you.
West Nile's on the record too.
Yes, on the Piss Mob record. Yep, Piss Mob.
Shout out
West.
Shout out West Nile, Toy Slippers.
You know it's a good album because the DRP's not on here.
Oh, you know I put that whole thing together though with him, right? So I was putting. Part of the producer of helping that.
Pink's not gonna sell. I love that. That catches your eye right away.
That's just
Danny's
fire.
Idea with the pink and green.
Of course it was.
It's like a little bite of watermelon. Randall,
thank you very much. We're gonna let you go. One last time, Piss Mob, Neon Funeral, Randall LaFleur. You can check them out on Instagram at Randall LaFleur. Thank you very much, brother. We'll see you soon. All right.
Thank you so much for having
peace
me
out,
on.
Peace out, Randall. Your night, peace,
brother. Ruckus!
Dragon rules!
Ruckus.
Yo, yo, that was Randall LaFleur. Yeah, it was a great... Oh, what happened here? Thank you, guys. So, anyways, Randall LaFleur, that was a great interview. What are you doing over there? What's going on?
Jersey City's Kanye.
that's
Jersey
amazing.
City's Kanye. Who's Jersey City's Kim Kardashian, then, is what I want to know.
He's just going to start throwing some trash bags and shit.
Speaking of Kanye, did you see his website dropped everything to $20? All his weird-ass prison fucking cult clothes?
No, I didn't see that.
Weird-ass prison cult clothes.
Yeah, but they're $20 right now.
Or you go to Force 5 Records.
I guess those are fucking awesome.
Yeah?
No, the socks he has with the shoe soles. Supposedly they're sick, but shipping's 15.
You're wearing them right now, aren't you?
Shout out to Kanye West and his problems.
I got to do a little bit of promo real quick. Coming up in 2 weeks, we got a huge week here with Metal Fest, starting with the pre-party. If you can look there,
what's that?
That's the pre-party.
It's the pre-con.
Yeah, you see your little Gabo logo over there.
Look at my logo. I think I support my logo. Is.
Well. It's Josta's fucking thing. You're second fiddle that night to Josta. I'm sorry.
I don't
man.
Care. Bobby's head. Yeah, look, I can Bobby see him from here.
Where's Hoya?
They don't. You weren't supposed to announce that.
Supposed to be a surprise.
When did they announce it? All right. Well, then I didn't see that.
Well, he's a question mark on there.
Hoya will be there.
16th of May.
My bad.
Party. Yeah. DJ Danny Diablo. Force 5 Records is going to be there with Jamie Josta and Bobby Hamble, Biohazard.
I'm singing a song.
You're singing a song. What song are you singing?
I can't tell.
But you could say that Hoya's coming, right?
I'm singing Set It Off. Hoya, Josta, and Bobby for Biohazard.
That's going to be dope.
In the big room, baby.
In the big room.
No, it's going to be the bar.
Oh, it is. I'm telling you where it is. We're singing. The performance is in the big room.
Whoa.
You're lying to me.
Sick.
The big house.
Remember last year when I took a visitor's pass? I snuck up for the 10-year reunion of Biohazard just because I seen you were on stage.
So if you guys are in Milwaukee,
come out.
Jamie Josta is doing something huge here.
Yes, yeah. Jamie, I love it. He hit me yesterday. You gotta drop me off to the steakhouse. The steakhouse
again,
bro. It's hard.
Denny's.
Don't tell people. We don't want them to come here and. Stab you.
That's what they're always gonna stab me.
He's talking about George Webb's.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it, not you.
Stay prolific.
Yo, we've got a crisis coming. Real Wolf is coming.
It's gonna be insane, is what we're saying.
Hoya, Gator Food.
We're gonna do
smoke
a podcast.
AD, baby.
Speaking of Vaya con Dios.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are you? You've been drinking.
Is that a Mexican dish?
No.
Yes, he's doing all right. He's pacing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm running a show.
We have a new. We have
what I'm doing.
Shout out to Hoya, smoke AD. We have a new. A video out called Vaya con Dios.
Yes. They can go to
It's industrial like ministry.
And the LP, you can pre-order
EP.
The EP.
You can pre-order right now.
Yes.
It's hard.
I want to show this because this actually talks a little bit about it, but
someone wants to know, are these on the website?
What?
The Day Live shirts?
They're in Zach's trunk. Prolific's trunk.
They're actually in Donnie's garage right now.
Oh, they're in Donnie. They're in the warehouse.
They've been sitting there for 2 weeks.
But if you want to order one, go ahead and hit the DMs.
But I just want to show your Instagram.
What was Instagram?
Your Instagram. I was perusing it today. It makes me laugh. Let's just watch this real quick.
Everybody, check this out. Get the new shirt pre-order. The New York Hardcore Lord Ezek shirt. It's out. It's in the store right now. So get. That's a crow, a raven, whatever it is.
It's a crow.
What? All right. The first part was it was supposed to be Eddie Leeway, which recipes. It's Scarhead.
Then you fucked up my friend and died. All right, it's all good.
I was trying to show that. Yeah.
Jeez, Danny.
Yeah.
Hello.
But then it was Vaya Con Dios and talking about you guys are ready to tour soon with Smoke AD.
We got the band ready to go. We're going to go on tour.
Ready? Already?
We're ready. Hey, we're ready to go.
And then the last clip was, well, how high were you?
Pretty high.
I could tell.
See, this is the problem. When I do weed, people bother me.
When I do weed.
They're supposed to go back.
When I do the grass.
When I smoke the grass.
5 a.m. in the morning, doing dope, smoking coffee, just did 10 reps with the fucking.
Was it a crow or a raven or was it a fucking
parakeet? It was a magpie. Magpie.
It was a parakeet. Someone's parakeets on the fucking. What is that?
Pigeons.
We're not gonna go there.
All right, anyways.
But yeah, listen, guys. I'm sorry. Listen, shout out to Eddie Leeway, passed away.
Yes, great
musical talent, also a great brother. The dude had the best voice in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, like, that dude was on top of the world. I'm talking about like everyone jocked him, Metallica jocked him, Overkill jocked him.
Danny, can I say what you told me the other night?
No. What did I tell you?
Cut his mic.
What's up? That was your favorite and most. And that's what inspired you to.
Yeah, dude. If it wasn't for him, there'd be no.
Yeah, that's what Dan told me. So I knew that one. I knew that one hit
guy,
Eddie.
The first guy to.
I knew that one hit Danny
hip hop and metal together.
Yeah,
and not in a corny whack way.
Yeah, right.
Like new metal,
like the new metal whack show.
Whoa, faggot shit.
All right. Well, anyways.
Let's show this.
I wouldn't say like I'm not saying like gay, but gay is too hard.
Play the video.
Turn it off.
New metal, gay is way harder than new metal. That's what I'm trying to say.
What's that?
New metal is like so.
New metal's whack.
We need to stamp that gay is harder than new metal.
Let's watch this They Live promo.
What up, what up? It's your boy Jason Logic, one third of They Live, Force 5 Records. Just wanted to remind you guys that the newest EP by They Live titled Obey is out now on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, all the major digital platforms. So please go download it, stream it, share it. We appreciate it. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? And thanks to you, we were able to hit number 42 in the iTunes hip hop charts. We couldn't have done that without you. We also got our new music coming on the way, so be on the lookout and be sure to follow us on all social media. Official They Live and They Live with the 3.
Yo, we'd like to thank everybody for buying our albums. You're the best. Keep on doing it. Keep supporting. We love it. Spread the word. They Live, baby. Force 5 Records.
Yo, so that's They
it's,
Live.
It's a heartstring.
Yeah, that's a great song. Except the last verse. Yo,
if Force 5 Records had real money and big money, that song would be on the. On the radio,
and we got like $50 in the PayPal, right?
We don't. Danny, what's the radio?
Thanks, Danny.
It's because we don't have a $2 million advertisement.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That
we also didn't sell our soul to Satan.
Well, I'm ready.
I'll do it right now.
Hey, no, Danny, that means a lot, though.
I hear that. Thank you, Danny. I look at you guys. I'm like, these guys are just white trash assholes. But
thank you.
They can fucking do some good music.
Thanks,
Danny.
I love you guys.
You should see me. Fuck, bro.
I love you too.
Force 5 in the building.
Hold on, Danny. Ha! Listen.
Off the rails we go.
Yeah, it basically has. All
right, yo, what is going on?
In the last
what
10
is
minutes,
happening?
Love you guys.
Hold on. In the last 10 minutes, how much shit can we talk about Jason Logic?
A lot.
Let's do it.
Can I tell you something about Jason Logic? Out of all you guys,
is it Jason, the herpes?
Listen, guys. No, not, listen. Out of all you guys, Jason.
Here we go.
Is the best lyricist.
I thought Relic was. Last week it was Relic or a couple weeks ago.
Relic has a potential.
I only run at 30%.
Yeah, you only run. Yeah, that's true.
When the money shows.
No, 30%. He's the best lyricist. Prolific could be the best, but he's too young and dumb right now.
He's not that young anymore.
Too young, dumb, and full of cum.
Provo, you're running out of time. You're not going to be young for very long.
She's like, he's not full of cum anymore.
I look at you guys and you guys have a chance. Don't fuck it up like me.
You know what we didn't do yet? Look at that. It's just sitting there by itself.
Hold on.
Look up. Yeah. Relic.
You got new pants? You got new pants?
Here he goes.
Here comes Neil Squirt.
Oh! Oh. Oh, he's going to town.
Dump
Thank
him out.
You. The drum cam was used tonight. I'm happy about that. Also, we got hey, what's up, girls?
Yeah. Yeah. Look at Steph's feet.
Yeah. Steph, young
thing. Shot.
Oh, that's Steph.
I like your toe ring.
Steph, look.
She's like, what are you doing, girl? I'm sitting here watching my idiot boyfriend's podcast.
Like, why the fuck am I here?
Well, I'm saying Jason Logic is the dopest MC out of you guys.
Thank you, brother.
Till next week.
Everybody kind of knows that.
Also, I want to say shit. May 31st, Downset with Scarhead at the Kingsland.
May 30th.
May 31st. It's right there. Look at it.
I've been telling one to 30.
No, it's not 30.
Well, they'll be early.
They'll be early. They'll be just on time because we know all Scarhead fans are.
Hold on. You don't even know who's playing. Shout out to my brother, Stickman.
Yes.
Fury 5.
And Sworn Enemy
from Queens. This is going to be insane. My mother's neighborhood right there. Yeah. So it's going to be like this is like every retard from Queens.
God, Jesus, Danny.
And must be a big venue. Queens, Jersey, retard.
No, Danny. You know what's going to happen? You've been telling everyone May 30th? Your fans, like the dude from Japan, is gonna fly in.
So he'll be there daily.
He's sitting outside on the 30th, waiting for you.
And the next day, Scarhead in Youngstown, Ohio.
Talk about white trash, Youngstown, Ohio, bro. Yes.
Oh my lord!
Youngstown. I actually don't have that official flyer yet.
Shout out to Simone and Rob, SOSF, all those guys. Yo, it's gonna be a good big party.
They got Simone's in Ohio.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? But yeah, but let's.
Someone's got warrants.
Why?
Hide your wallets.
Hey, do you still have this for sale or no?
What? I will be posting that.
It's not coming out yet because I'm buying one.
When is that coming out? The black and blue.
Is it coming out the 30th or the 31st?
Yeah.
Listen, that one is not even supposed to be shown yet.
Oh, all right. Oh!
No, you posted that.
I meant to show this one.
Besides, dude ran to the hats.
Guys. Besides being... genius, musical genius.
Oh my god! Here we go.
Model for Gap, Stussy, all over the world.
Calvin Klein, son.
Calvin Klein too. Remember that one? But I'm saying, but also, I'm a fashionista. I have my own clothing company. I'm a designer, and we sold 58 of those jackets.
In
2 days.
But now,
and I always charge $60, so I can charge $100.
You actually could charge $100 for those.
No, I didn't. Because my fans are retarded, but they complain about everything. I hate you, motherfuckers.
Danny, let me have the pleasure of modeling it.
I did for the fans.
I got to model it.
You know what? I get mad. Guys, because my friends who are like $60, I'm like, yo, bro, you buy it. $400 of cocaine and spend money on Dominican hookers every weekend.
That's here nor there.
Fuck you, niggas.
No, $60 is well worth that.
New York.
Those things make me numb and cum.
Well, before
your jacket does not.
We're gonna get going. Soon.
My fans, I appreciate you all. New York Hawk Streetwear. Donnie's my partner, right, Donnie?
Yes. Yes.
So if you're my partner, start acting like my partner. Cut that fucking whack ass haircut. put some fucking contacts in your fucking eyes and shut the fuck up.
All right. With that, we got the Scarhead Facebook page. Check this Scarhead song out, and we'll be right back to say goodbye.
No more politics, no more lies. Fuck society, the left, the right. Kill, destroy. They steal, they kill. Murder on you, destroy our knowledge. Bring out the truth. Kill, destroy.
One of the dopest tours ever, dude.
Yo.
I
would
tell you something. If my kid came home, if my son came home, listened to this music, I'd be like, yo, that's it. Go. I'll smash the whole thing.
You're going to a boys' home.
You're going to military school.
Picture also, my mom in the Chevette listening to you.
Before we get out of here, I do want to say I've been talking to Sub Noise and Saint Dog. We're going to be releasing a record.
Recipe Saint Dog.
There's me with me and Mars on a tour. We're going to be releasing the Saint Dog last record through Suburban Noise with Force 5 Records. Danny, you're on that album. I think I got you guys on that stuff too. So
I want to know who the broad is that you have to.
I don't want to talk about her.
Can I say something?
I did some bass stuff on that, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yo, listen, Donnie, the other night, my boy Eugene from Go-Go Bordello.
Yeah.
He DJed in the Lower East Side. Jimmy from Memphis. We went out. Yeah. He played Bad Man off the record.
No way.
He played the whole fucking album. He played three songs of Danny Diablo and Mars.
Get the fuck out of here.
I never gave him one. He loves it. He liked Bad Man? He was like this. I was like, how? Where did you get this? He goes, I bought it.
No way. No, that's fucking Eugene.
Eugene, we go to the show and there was one pass less than we needed.
Yeah.
And Danny's like, well, we got to get him. All of a sudden, here comes Eugene ducking underneath fucking velvet ropes and shit. He goes, come on, let's go. And he took us downstairs. He's like, shots, they're like 5 minutes till you go on stage. And he's like, 10 minutes. And he's like, and then he pulled out a bottle of fucking vodka. He's like, no chasers. And remember how fucking, how hospitable he was about this? And again, Danny, come up on stage. Oh, shit, where are you?
He did that at Irving Plaza, and I didn't make it on stage. 5,000 people were looking for me.
I was all fucking coked up.
My bad.
No, Eugene, that whole squad is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Those are the nicest people I ever met.
Love you, Eugene.
Shout out to Eugene. Shout out to Go-Go.
Shout out to Jimmy Gustavo, Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law, Cubs, BNB,
everyone.
You guys have been tuned into the Ruckus Podcast Show.
AD.
We do this every Friday. We're going to have a huge week with Metal Fest coming up in a couple weeks. It's going to be insane. But thank you guys. Every Friday, 8 p.m., we try to do this if we're around.
Shout out to Danny Diablo.
Shout out to Diablo's Den Podcast.
As long as we're not a tour, Sound Talent Media.
We're combining next two weeks. The Smoking Word.
Smoking Word.
And which is Podcast and Diablo's Den all together.
It's going to be fucking insane, you guys.
We're going to have Chaster. We're going to have everyone.
It's you guys. Wait till you guys tune into that. The Metal Fest week.
Overkill's playing.
I love Overkill.
Tell your
Mr.
friend.
Mr. Bunga's playing.
Doro.
I Am Morbid's playing.
Doro.
I know. There's so many bands.
I can't wait to see.
Johnny's going to be fanboying.
I'm going to be fanboying.
Oh, good. The metal, growing up, that's like, if you don't like metal, you're an asshole.
I fanboy. You're an asshole.
Total asshole.
Shout out to Jack Koshick for selling that motherfucker.
Yeah, to Jamie.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Jamie Johnson.
Shout out to my brother Jamie Johnson. I love you.
I can't
wait. Hatebreed's playing. Can't wait to see Frank and all the guys.
I can't wait to see Jamie.
Well, we've hit an hour. I try never to go over an hour.
So let's get out of here.
What's Bob Seger?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Bob Seger. Seger definitely fucks.
Sure does.
Shout out to fucking Sabbatic.
Shout out to
Sabbatic. Oh, wait, hold on, guys. Yeah. I'm also DJing on Saturday at Sabbatic.
Wait,
at the party.
During Metal Fest?
After Metal Fest? At the party.
You know I got to go to bed at a certain time.
All right, Grandpa.
Hold on. Take the tampon out of your pussy. Wipe the sand off out of your pussy.
Jesus.
Let's go.
We'll make sure we stack them up.
Danny, off. You know what this is like?
What?
Hold on. I got
to. Don't start.
I had to find it.
You'll put something I hate.
Oh, where is it?
You'll put something I hate.
All right. There it is. It's like if I seen you were a bear in the woods.
Stupid.
I still don't know what that's about.
I mean, I know what man versus bear is in the woods.
Fuck the bears.
That's the last go pack place you'd ever
what
see
is that? Why
riding a bear?
Up?
What? Both are toxic.
That is a great dad joke.
Yeah.
Fucking toxic masculinity over here, brother.
Anyway.
All right. Anyways.
Get those women in the kitchen.
Podcast show. I am the DRP. Tell you guys who we are before we get the fuck out of here.
Pro here. fucking great podcast, guys.
Jason Lodge.
Shout out to Vinny Ali. I'm Danny Diablo. This is my boy. What's his name?
William Frederick Arthur.
King Relic.
Cool name.
Thank you guys very much.
I'm this Rick Dogg, I guess.
Podcast show. Ruckus! We'll see you later.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.